Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. This summer, SDPB brings you South Dakota Home Garden. It's a series designed to help you in various ways in gardening and planting. Today, we talk about daylilies. They're able to withstand South Dakota winters and require very little care, which is why they're in my yard, Eric Helland. Eric Helland is president of Landscape Garden Centers in Sioux Falls, and he's with us with more. Okay, so I've got the, what did we talk about last week? The snowball ones. What are they called again?
The hydrangeas.
Hydrangeas, thank you. And now daylilies, and I have daylilies too. So I'm feeling like a little victory here in gardening and growing.
There you go, Lori. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Awesome. Yeah,
good.
We chose daylilies because it kind of coincides with 4th of July, and right now you're going to see a lot of the daylilies blooming, and they're really showing their true colors. So during the day, before you start lighting your fireworks off, you get to enjoy the daylilies that are starting to bloom right now.
I never had thought about that before, that you're timing things. Now, when we first moved into our house, it's been 20 years now since I've lived here, that was one of the things I noticed, Eric, is that how things were timed, that we had these peonies and we had lilacs and spirea and hostas and daylilies, and it was almost as if the person who had planned this space before I came to neglect it slightly had thought about the timing. Is timing something that you think about in the big landscaping option to say, maybe I don't want everything to pop at once. I want to sort of spread out my delight and see when things are going to bloom in different times of the year.
Absolutely. That is one of the things that that we help people out is figuring out the timing of the blooms and then just trying to figure out that what plant works to bloom at that particular time. And with daylilies are just kind of a rock solid plant because you know that they're going to be doing something into that July, August time frame, and they are just going to most, if not all, the daylilies that are out there now just hit it out of the park with their beautiful coloring, their blooms and stuff like that, and they're so easy to take care of.
Yeah. How many varieties are there? Lots of differences?
Yeah, there's probably hundreds, if not thousands, of different cultivars, from short to tall, from things that maybe have a smaller bloom to a larger bloom to some that have multicolored to a solid color. And then even the leaf blade on them will be a little bit different. That'll give you a little bit of different texture before they start to bloom. So there's just a multitude of different colors.
Yeah, mine are yellow, and they're kind of mixed in with hostas, and we've talked about hostas before, and you've talked about sharing them with friends because they're easy to separate. Can you do the same thing with daylilies? Can you share them?
Absolutely. This is the one that a lot of people, especially I've seen this and witnessed this a lot of times, where a new homeowner will go back home to their house, and their parents will actually have divided the hostas and some of the daylilies, and they haul them back, and that's how they continue to go, grow, and they put them right back in, and then they do the same thing, and they're just so easy to take care of, and once they're done blooming, you can remove the spent blooms, and then that's it. It's pretty simple.
When do you do that? Right immediately when they're done blooming, or when do you cut away the growth from before?
You'll be able to tell when the stem actually kind of turns a little bit more dry or not. It's not green, and then you can just snip it back to get rid of it. Some people just leave them up all the time. If you do remove it, you can basically, that the seed head that's been created after that bloom has happened, and if you remove that seed head at that time, that just helps to put more energy back into that plant, into the root system, rather than expending its energy on that seed.
Sure. One of the challenges I have then in the spot where I have the hostas and the daylilies is just really managing the weed growth and the, you know, maple trees that kind of come up between them. Are there things that you can do in your landscaping to keep that manual labor to a minimum, or are they all gimmicky?
So are you saying you have some weeds that are growing in amongst your plants, or is it grass amongst your plants, or a little bit of both?
It's a little bit of, yeah, it's a little bit of everything. So I just have to get in there and you know, pick things out. And I, every time I'm doing it, I'm thinking, is there a way to make this easier, or is it just the work that needs to be done? Is there a cheat?
A cheat? Yeah, a Cliff's Notes version? No, there really isn't. You kind of have to get in there. And the way to attack those things, Lori, is it can be very overwhelming. A very small space can be overwhelming, because the closer you get to what you have to do physically, reach out and touch every time, all of a sudden you're going, oh, geez, there's a lot more here. So what I've done before is I just break it down in grid systems and say, you know what, I'm just going to attack this 3x3 area tonight, and I'm going to just spend 15, 20 minutes on it and see how I come out. And then that way you kind of break it into smaller pieces, which is a little bit easier to swallow. Your back and your hands can handle it too.
Right. I just found a little gardening bench that I've which probably speaks to how old I'm getting, but I was like, you know, after a while you just get tired of bending over. Do you have other tips for how to, you know, break it off into chunks, enjoy your time out there, maybe any other props that might help make the yard work easy and more enjoyable?
Yeah, knee pads or something for the knees, so you can get down to your knees, and then just kind of, that's everybody's favorite. That little bench is another one. Sometimes those benches will actually flip over and you can use it as a knee, or you can sit down on it too. Yeah. It has these handles. That's pretty clever. And that's, I think I've seen some people really like that, because it gives you a couple of different options. Of course, any piece of foam, just so it kind of softens the blow on those joints, that really helps out a lot. But it's just trying to get in there, and a good pair of gloves, so you're not, you know, thistles aren't driving you nuts or, right, you know, bugging you. But other than that, it works pretty well.
You have inspired me, Eric, to get a little bench / a knee pad that you flip over. It is very clever, and so taking care of things a little bit better, probably because of our conversations here weekly. You can ask questions to Eric Helland at inthemoment@sdpb.org, and we'll have him on next week as well. You can find sdpb.org/living, videos and tips and tricks from Eric of Landscape Garden Center. Thanks so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Lori. Have a happy 4th.